He is the king of Baghdad with spiritual sway, ruling hearts on the path to Allah's way, ruling hearts on the path to Allah's way, the king of Baghdad.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad. وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الحمد لله We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is our sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher. We send peace and blessings upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his illustrious family and noble companions alayhim wa ridwan. Marhaba ahlan wa sahlan bikum to one and all. Alhamdulillah. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this achievement that Madani Channel presents to you, a wonderful and beautiful series on the blessed life of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Specifically, our theme for 11 days is the King of Baghdad, the Sultan of the Awliya-i Kamilin, and that is none other than Mahbub-e Subhani, Sheikh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani, قدس سره النوراني. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Dear viewers, stay with us until the end of this episode and every other episode to come, inshallah azza wa jal, that would lead us into the Gyarvi Sharif of Sarkari Baghdad, Huzuri Ghosi Azam, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. We are going to learn about the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Specifically in today's discussion, dear viewers, we are to learn about a holistic view on the friends of Allah azza wa jal. Who are the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What are the signs of these friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We will be speaking about the qualities of the friends of Allah azza wa jal. Stay tuned with us, inshallah azza wa jal, and we would learn more about the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yes, dear viewers, together with that, we will be honored to recite manqabats in the praises of Sarkari Baghdad, Rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, insha'Allah. So for now, we commence with the very first manqabat which Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Rida Khan Rahmatullahi ali had composed in the love of Huzuri Ghosi Azam Rahmatullahi ali. Would you also like to listen and recite with me, insha'Allah? Yes, let's do this together, insha'Allah. Vah kya martabae ghos ke bala tera wah kya martabae ghaus hai bala tera unche uncho ke saron se qadam aala tera unche uncho ke saron आला तेरा सर भला कोई जाने के है कैसा तेरा सर भला क्या कोई जाने के है कैसा तेरा औलिया मल ते हैं आंखें वो है तलवा तेरा औलिया मल ते हैं आंखें वो है तलवा तेरा वह क्या मर तब जिस पे हिमायत का हो पंजा तेरा क्या दबे जिस पे हिमायत का हो पंजा तेरा शेर को खतरे में लाता नहीं कुत्ता तेरा
شیر کو خطر ملاتا نہیں کتا تیرا، قسمیں دے دے کے کھلاتا پلاتا ہے تجھے، قسمیں دے دے کے کھلاتا ہے پلاتا ہے تجھے، پیارا اللہ ہاں تیرا چاہنے والا تیرا، وہ کیا مرتبہ وقت ہے بالا تیرا، اونچو کے سروں سے قدم آلا تیرا، تجھ سے در در سے سگ اور سگ سے ہے مجھ کو نسبت، تجھ سے در در سے سگ اور سگ سے ہے مجھ کو نسبت، میری گردن میں بھی ہے دور کا ڈورا تیرا، میری گردن میں بھی ہے دور کا ڈورا تیرا، وہ کیا مرتبہ غوث ہے والا تیرا، اس نشانی کے جو سگ ہے نہیں مارے جاتے، اس نشانی کے جو سگ ہے نہیں مارے جاتے، حشر تک میرے گلے رگے پٹا تیرا، حشر تک میرے گلے میں رگے پٹا تیرا، وہ کیا مرتبہ بالا تیرا، اونچے اونچو کے سروں سے قدم اعلی تیرا،
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، سبحان اللہ، ایوری لائن ایوری couplet of this beautiful manqabat on Sarkari Baghdad rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is unique. Subhanallah, it speaks about his karamat, about his blessings, about his fuyuz o barakat. Subhanallah, as it is the narration, dear viewers of Madini channel, that wherever the dhikr and the mentioning of the pious saints of Islam takes place, Allah's raham, Allah's karam and his fadl, his blessings showers at that place, subhanallah. So in a gathering, Allah's karam and Allah's rahmat will shower upon that gathering. For all those viewers of Madinah channel who are watching right away at this very moment, subhanallah, we are discussing the blessings of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are their signs? What are the signs of those who are the friends of Allah Azza wa Jal? Firstly, we should bear in mind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran Pak has stated, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim,
أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ.
Translation, listen, no doubt upon the friends of Allah Azza wa Jal, there is neither any fear nor any grief. The saintly friends of Allah Azza wa Jal are only those who have believed and practiced piety, yani by strictly following the Sharia. Allahu Akbar. These are the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sainthood, oh, Allah's friendship, yani wilaya, is a special gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which He Azza wa Jal grants to His chosen servants. Khas bandas. Wilaya is therefore, as Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, whom referred to as Ala Hazrat, he explains, it is not acquired through one's efforts. Jiha, ye apni koshishon se to nahi hota hai, balki it is purely bestowed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Of course, Allah Azza wa Jalla showers His khas fadl and His karam upon those who endure this path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is the karam of Allah Azza wa Jal whomsoever He makes His friend, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Subhanallah. We make dua that Allah Kareem grants us the love of His true friends. However, the gift of wilaya is only given to sincere and pious souls that have ascended the levels of inner perfection. Allahu Akbar. Which acts of ibadah, of piety, are recompensated with this matchless gift? Well, according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He may reward whomsoever He wants to with this great gift of wilayat, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Subhanallah, it is a compass which then takes you towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we find that typically they were steadfast believers who obeyed Allah azza wa jalla and strove to purge their lives of sins even before attaining wilayat, to kill their nafs and their desires, to emulate them with the hope that through His grace, Allah Azza wa Jalla will grant them more and more blessings. So the word wilaya in Arabic combines several meanings, including loyalty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, loving Allah Azza wa Jalla, turning to our Rabb Allah Azza wa Jalla, subhanallah. So these traits are essential. And if you wish to attain Allah's wilaya and His friendship, then yes, there is a path that you should walk, dear viewers. But firstly, remember, there are prerequisites to this. And without these conditions, it may be difficult for a person to attain this maqam. Firstly, it is stated, dear viewers of Madani Channel, the first requirement is to adhere to the sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Allah Azza wa Jalla states in the Holy Quran, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهِ. Say, dear beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that, O people, if you love Allah, you should therefore obey me. Only then Allah will love you. So adherence to the sunnah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is very, very important. Subhanallah. The sunnah is the only path leading to wilaya. Remember this, dear viewers of Madani Channel. To follow the sunnah is to follow the Sharia. So Allah Azza wa Jalla states in the Holy Quran, Pak,
وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَن سَبِيلِهِ.
And know that this, the Sharia, is my straight path. So follow it and do not follow other ways that they will separate you from His way. Kya baat hai? Subhanallah. Allah Azza wa Jalla has strictly commanded us to follow His Sharia. The second requirement for a person to become a wali is mindfulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani taqwa, piety. Mindfulness of Allah azza wa jalla means to observe His commands and prohibitions by abandoning sins and your carnal desires, dear viewers of Madani Channel. This is the quality of the friends of Allah azza wa jalla. As He states in the Quran Pak, Ala inna awliya Allahi la khawfuna alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّكُونَ. Listen, no doubt upon the friends of Allah Azza wa Jal, there is neither any fear nor any grief. The saintly friends of Allah Azza wa Jal are only those who have believed and practiced piety, yani by strictly following the Sharia. So their eyes are upon the Sharia. They would never ever step against the Sharia, dear viewers. The third requirement to become the friend of Allah Azza wa Jalla is to free the heart other than Allah Azza wa Jal. Remove every other love from your heart and only keep the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your heart. And subhanallah, He grants the sweetness of faith to the one who loves Him more than anything in the world. Not your wife, not your children, not your wealth. Love Allah Azza wa Jal. This is the quality of the friends of Allah Azza wa Jal, that they only love Allah and His Rasul more than every other thing in this world. Allah Azza wa Jalla states, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. For the believers, no one's love is equal to the love of Allah. Kya baat hai Madine ki. So if you claim to be a believer, but you have more attraction and you are much more connected to the world and the wealth of this world, then how can you claim to say that you love Allah more than everything else? This is the statement of the friends of Allah Azza wa Jal, from their actions and from their ways and from the way they live their lives. It was proven that they truly love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah states, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. For the believers, no one's love is equal to the love of Allah Azza wa Jal. Therefore, subhanallah, this is another quality and a requirement to have before you become the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another requirement, dear viewers of Madini channel, is good character, good akhlaq. Subhanallah. Do not expose the sins of others. Do not hurt others. You will find the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla have this in common. They are forgiving. They are merciful towards others. They show shafqat and muhabbat to others. Subhanallah. And the fifth requirement is humility. To become humbled. Because Allah Azza wa Jalla dislikes the arrogant people. And these are the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because they can perform supernatural powers or karamat, they do not brag about it. They do not boast about it. And subhanallah, they don't have arrogance because of these powers which Allah has bestowed upon them. Rather, Allah Azza wa Jalla states in the Holy Quran, إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْتَكْبِرِينَ. Indeed, He does not like the arrogant. Allahu Akbar. However, He Azza wa Jalla loves the humble, as He states, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْعَرُضِ هَوْنَا. Those servants of the Most Gracious who walk upon the earth humbly. Allahu Akbar. Those servants of the Most Gracious who walk upon the earth humbly. This is the andaz and the style of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who walk upon the earth with humbleness, dear viewers of Madini channel. They do not show off. Allahu Akbar. They do not brag and boast. Rather, they are humbled. Another requirement, which is the sixth requirement, is to be content with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jalla states in the Holy Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. Indeed, Allah Azza wa Jalla has purchased from the Muslims their wealth and lives. This exchange, that for them is paradise. This deal was done, so they are content. They are happy. They do not cry, why this wealth didn't reach me? Why that wealth didn't come to me? Whatever Allah has granted them with, and whatever state they are kept in, they are always happy and content with the decree and with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kya baat hai Madine ki, subhanallah. Yes, dear viewers of Madine channel. And the seventh requirement is to live in Allah's dhikr. The friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla have their tongues always moist with His remembrance, with His dhikr. They attest it. This is a very important aspect, dear viewers of Madine channel. They remember Allah Azza wa Jalla whilst they're standing, whilst they're sitting, whilst they're sleeping, whilst they're walking, whatever activities they will do. Allahu Akbar, the pious friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla would only speak what Allah Azza wa Jalla would want them to speak, dear viewers of Madini channel. Allah Azza wa Jalla states, يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ. Those who remember Allah while standing and sitting and laying on their sides. This is the sifat and the quality of those who love Allah Azza wa Jal, that they always keep their tongues moist with His dhikr, irrespective of their positions and their statuses and their busyness in this dunya, dear viewers. They, wherever they go, they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah loves those who remember Him. وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ. The men who abundantly remember Allah Azza wa Jalla, and the women who abundantly remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jiha, these are the qualities, dear viewers. How often and how frequently do we remember and think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He states in the Holy Quran, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. So remember me, I shall publicize you by giving you true fame and help. Kya baat hai Madine ki, subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. In a divine hadith, Allah Azza wa Jalla declares, I am with the one who remembers me. Allah is with the awliyas because they often remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Frequently remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Kareem grant us the blessings of the pure lives of the noble saints, dear viewers of Madini channel. We are holistically speaking about the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we ask in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla that He grants us love for His true friends, that which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us to ask for. What the Prophet taught us, he says in the dua, Dear Allah Azza wa Jal, I ask you for love the love of those that love you and deeds which lead me to your love. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Grant us the tawfiq to perform those actions and those deeds that would lead us to your mahabba and your love. Subhanallah. So yes, dear viewers of Madani channel, these were just some of the qualities of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we need to recognize these signs. We need to adhere to these signs, dear viewers of Madani channel. Who are the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? These were just some signs that we have discussed, subhanallah. There are numerous other signs of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, what we're going to be learning, subhanallah, is that how Allah azza wa jalla has blessed them. Allahu Akbar. It is the essence of their piety and their taqwa and the fear for Allah which they have, dear viewers of Madani channel. And that is to incline towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to yearn being present in His bargah, in His court, to be absorbed in the thoughts of His greatness, to have awe in the heart because of His majesty, to be content with His decree, to trust Him, to turn to Him, to plead before Him, to look at His grace and mercy, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, to seek His bounty, to be hopeful in His mercy, to yearn to behold Him. These are the qualities of the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla. All this is what they look forward to, dear viewers, to endeavor to please Him, to fear His displeasure, to immerse yourself in the thoughts of Him and to continue to remember Allah Azza wa Jalla. This is why Allah Azza wa Jalla has stated in the Holy Quran, عَلَيْهِ تَبَكَّلْتُ وَإِلَيْهِ أُنِيب. I rely upon Him only and towards Him only do I turn. Allahu Akbar. In one part of the Holy Quran, He says, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. So run towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These friends of Allah azza wa jalla, they work and they run towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He states in the Holy Quran, وَذْكُرِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا. And remember the name of your Lord and separating from everyone else, devote yourself solely to Him. This is the quality of the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Unlike us, when we remember Allah Azza wa Jalla, we have the thoughts of several other things in our hearts and minds. These people, they would delete and free every other thing from their hearts and minds and only remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they would only fear Allah Azza wa Jalla, as He states in the Holy Quran Park, فَلَا تَخْشَوْهُمْ وَخْشَوْنِي. Do not fear them and fear me. He says in the Quran Park, وَإِيَّايَ فَاتَّقُونَ. And fear only me. In another part He says, مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Whatever Allah wills, we do not have any strength except by the help of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is the true meaning, dear viewers of Madani channel. If the blessed biographies of the Sufis and the saints are read and closely observed, if you study the lives of these personalities, dear viewers of Madani channel, after reflecting over these ayat which I have recited, one will ascertain that their lives are in accordance to these ayat of the Holy Quran Park. Their action, their state, their position, subhanallah, everything is in line with the Sharia of Islam. Allahu Akbar. In order to understand the meaning of the friends of Allah, taqwa, Sufi, it can be said that a Sufi person, a pious person, is the one who has attained purification of the heart. As Allah Azza wa Jalla states in the Holy Quran Park, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. The day when neither wealth will benefit no sons except the one who wholeheartedly presented himself with a pure heart in the majestic court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That will be the aid. And these are those personalities who will be free from grief and worries and sorrows on that day when every other person will be absorbed in fear. May Allah Azza wa Jalla, for the sake of these personalities, forgive our sins. Whatever actions they do, they only look and seek for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran states, وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. And out of His love, they feed the needy, the orphan, and the prisoner. They, the righteous, say to them, we give you food merely for the sake of Allah. We do not seek any reward or gratitude from you. This is the niyat of those who love Allah Azza wa Jal. They don't want thanks from people. They don't expect anything in return except that Allah Azza wa Jalla accepts whatever they do for His pleasure. Now, these are the qualities of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. So the heart of a true Sufi person is filled with love for Allah Azza wa Jalla. In the depths of his heart, this love continues to burn. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Allah Azza wa Jalla had said in the Holy Quran, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. And for the believers, no one's love is equal to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thus, they continue to love Allah Azza wa Jalla. And subhanallah, they continue to ascend and gain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. In another verse of the Quran, Allah Azza wa Jalla states, فَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ كَذِكْرِكُمْ آبَاءَكُمْ أَوْ أَشَدَّ ذِكْرًا. Therefore, remember Allah just like you used to remember your forefathers. Rather, more than that. Oh, ashadda dhikra. We cannot make and find the time to remember Allah Azza wa Jalla except for the salahs that we perform, in which the thoughts of many things may appear in our hearts and minds during the dhikr, during his ibadah. But these are those people, subhanallah, who only seek the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Subhanallah. Moreover, in a hadith, it is mentioned, أَكْثِرُوا ذِكْرَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى حَتَّى يَقُولُوا مَجْنُونٌ. Make remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jalla so much to the extent that people call you mad. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, these are those people, subhanallah, who live very simple lives. And due to their simplicity, people do not like to associate with these personalities because of their poverty, simplicity, unique andaz of living. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Allahu Akbar. But the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked about these friends, and he Azza wa Jalla had stated, subhanallah, very beautifully. He says, "Alladhina idha ru'u dhukirallah." The friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla are those who, when you see them, Allah Azza wa Jalla is remembered. Alladhina idha رُؤُوا ذُكِرَ اللَّهِ. کیا بات ہے مدینہ کی. This hadith is a very beautiful hadith. Who are the friends of Allah? What are the signs of these friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla? Simple as this, that the friends of Allah are those who, when you see them, Allah Azza wa Jalla is remembered. Dear viewers, let's go towards a beautiful Madani pearl, dear viewers, via our Muballighin of Da'awat Islami, who will narrate to us a beautiful Madani pearl that we should make niyat to adhere to, inshaAllah. After this Madani pearl, we shall return. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Quoting Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Allama Imam Sha'rani Quddisa Sirruhun Nurani writes in the book Tabqatul Kubra, "At the beginning, I faced many hardships. When these hardships reached their peak, I lay on the ground and kept reciting verses 5 and 6 of Surah Alam Nashrah, which are as follows: فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. So without doubt, there is ease with hardship. Without doubt, there is ease with hardship. By the blessing of these verses of the Holy Quran, all those difficulties were removed. May Allah have mercy on him and forgive us without accountability for his sake." Dear viewers of Madani Channel, surely one has to make sacrifices to achieve something. Our own Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala also made many sacrifices and struggled hard in order to attain the qurb of Allah, the closeness of Allah and his beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, overcome his nafs and Satan, remain safe from sins and distant from the love of the world, promote the call to righteousness and gain many rewards by preaching, and thus bringing countless unbelievers into the fold of Islam. Although we cannot bear as many hardships as our Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullah alayh did, we can at least make a little effort without giving up hope. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Yes, dear viewers, we are discussing about the friends of Allah Azza wa Jal. What a beautiful Madani pearl we have just heard from Muballighin. Coming back to our discussion, the holistic lives of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wa salam was asked, "O Isa alayhi salam, who are those awliya upon whom there is no fear, no grief?" As per this ayat of the Holy Quran, in Surah Yunus, mashallah, which we have recited. So when Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was asked this question, so he explained, alayhi salam, "They are those blessed personalities, blessed people who, when the world becomes apparent to someone, they are looking at the eventual destruction of the world. Allahu Akbar. If there is anything in the world which can create danger to them, they completely remove those things away instantly. When they see something which will eventually leave them, from the beginning, from the very onset, they themselves stay away from such objects and such things. Everything, yani every material thing seems small to them, and they do not concentrate on things which only remain for a few moments. Like this world, like the happiness of this world, dear viewers, it's not to remain forever. They do not indulge and dwell in luxuries and never want for these things to ever be removed away from them, just as we fear ki hamari daulat khatam na ho jaye. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam says, when material things are given to them, they become saddened. Allahu Akbar. He further states, they are unaffected by worldly calamities. They refrain from accepting any man-made position or rank. Allahu Akbar. In their eyes, the world has become old and ancient, and they do not wish to renew it either. In their eyes, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam says, the world is nothing. It has no importance in their eyes. Carnal desires have died within them. They have killed their carnal desires. After divorcing the world, they never wish to acquire it, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. They only think about the reward of the hereafter in place of the wonders of this world. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam says, they have purchased the wonders of the hereafter. In place of the wonders of the world, they have purchased the wonders of the hereafter. Allahu Akbar. He further on states, dear viewers of Madani Channel, we are learning about the qualities. He says, they are very, very pleased with this trade and consider it a very profitable trade. When they see people fighting for positions and material wealth, they busy themselves in thinking about death, about maut, about the akhirah. Here, alayhi salam further states, they forget about thinking of material things and objects. They are people who love the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla and are blessed with immense noor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their speech and words are very strange and unusual. In the divine message of Allah Azza wa Jalla, there is glad tidings for these personalities, and they practice on the divine commands of Allah Almighty. Subhanallah. In this book called Uyunul Hikayat, this beautiful parable and passage have been stated, dear viewers of Madani Channel, subhanallah, with regards to the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have learned about their qualities, Allahu Akbar. We have learned about their andaz, and all of this is due to taqwa and piety, dear viewers. If you don't have fear for Allah Azza wa Jalla, how do you abstain from these things which Allah has commanded you to abstain from? Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jalla states in the Holy Quran, Alladheena amanu wa kanu yattaqoon. Yani the friends of Allah are those who have believed and practiced piety. How? How do you practice piety? By strictly following the Sharia, by the laws of Islam. Allah Azza wa Jalla states, إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. Indeed, the most honorable among you, according to Allah Azza wa Jalla, is the one who is most pious amongst you. Again, we learn, it's piety and taqwa, not your color, not your money, not your caste, not your family background. It is only taqwa and piety which matters, dear viewers. Thus, the awliyas, the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla, are very much focused on rectifying their nafs, killing their nafs, and attaining more and more taqwa and piety. Allah Azza wa Jalla loves those people who have piety and taqwa. He says in the Holy Quran, Wallahu waliyul muttaqeen. And Allah is the friend of those who fear. Allahu Akbar. We have spoken about fear, dear viewers of Madani Channel. But it is through fear, Allah Azza wa Jalla will remove you from your difficulties. And they fear Allah Azza wa Jalla to such an extent that subhanallah, besides his fear, there's no other fear of the world that ever affects them, dear viewers. And Allah then creates a plan for them in every walk of their lives. Allah removes them from difficulties, and difficulties do not come close to them as well, dear viewers. And if it comes, they embrace difficulties just as you and I embrace happiness. Allahu Akbar. So Allah Azza wa Jalla loves the pious friends. He says, Inna Allaha yuhibbul muttaqeen. Indeed, Allah is pleased with the pious. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So taqwa is the best provision for the journey of the hereafter. If a person has not prepared for the hereafter through taqwa, then you should busy yourself. He says in the Holy Quran, فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. That the best provision is piety. Allahu Akbar. The best garment for a man is taqwa, which along with his iman and faith, righteous deeds, modesty, and good manners, All these things will protect his spiritual and inner self from shaitan, purifying his personality. Allah Azza wa Jalla states, وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ. And the garment of piety, yani faith and good character, that is the best. Allah Azza wa Jalla has chosen this to be your garment, that you conceal yourself, you cover yourself with good akhlaq, with your iman, with good habits. Allahu Akbar. And these are the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla who have done this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah grants pious people nur and light, which differentiates between the truth and falsehood, dear viewers of Madani Channel. So Allah Azza wa Jalla has granted them these blessings, subhanallah. Moreover, the misdeeds, jihad, the misdeeds of the pious friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla are pardoned. Allah forgives them and they are blessed with forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As he states in the Holy Quran Pak, and the translation of which is, O believers, if you will fear Allah, so he will bestow upon you that criterion, yani criterion with which you may separate the truth from falsehood. So Allah will give you the ability to differentiate between haq and batil. How would you know this is wrong and that is right? When Allah would love you, He will give you that mindset as per the teachings of the Holy Quran Pak, and He will remove your misdeeds and will forgive you. Yes, dear viewers, may Allah Azza wa Jalla have mercy on our souls and grant us the closeness of these pious people, these pious individuals. May Allah Kareem grant us taqwa like them, ibadat like them. As they would love the Quran, we should love the Quran. As they would love to perform nawafil, we should also love to perform nawafil. As they would love to feed and do khidmat for the khalq and the creation of Allah Azza wa Jalla for His pleasure, likewise, only for the rida and for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, we should also do so, dear viewers. It is the month of Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Allahu Akbar. Blessings have been distributed throughout the globe. Just as in the month of Rabi'ul Awwal, we celebrated the birth of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In this month, we celebrate the urs of Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Yes, dear viewers, we love him for he is the sultan and the leader of all the awliya-i kamilin. As Sayyidi Ala Hazrat says, Jo wali qabl the, ya baad huwe ya honge, sab adab rakhte hain dil mein mere aqa tera. Subhanallah. We will be back, dear viewers, with another episode understanding the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla in the light of Quran Pak and the blessed ahadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah forgive our sins. Ameen. Bijahin nabiyyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.
He is the king of Baghdad with spiritual sway, ruling hearts on the path to Allah's way, ruling hearts on the path to Allah's way, the king of Baghdad.